Hello and welcome to this latest episode of the Muscle Fitness Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Poulter, and in today's episode, we will be running through the pros and cons of checking your body weight on a daily basis. And I don't know about you, but I personally like to check my body weight on a regular basis for a few reasons. One of them being that if I check it regularly, it affects how it sets me up for the day. And actually, before I go any further on this, let me just make it crystal clear. If you've ever had any eating disorders, or if you're going for anything right now, or any sort of serious body dysmorphia, then I would probably advise not checking the scales whatsoever. But if, like myself, you kind of take the scales for what they are, and you're happy to check your body weight, then continue to listen to this episode. So like I said, I personally, it's probably been about five or six years now, I check my body weight most days. And the reason why I like to do this is because I know that your body weight completely fluctuates from day to day. Can fluctuate quite a lot from the amount of water you've drunk that day or the day before, anything from the food you've eaten that night, whether it's salty or different food consistencies can affect your body weight. So I like to do it on a daily basis. I like to track it. I like to look at the graph and ultimately take an average for the week. And long term, as long as I don't really care in a fat loss journey or a weight loss journey, whether or not my body weight is massively going up or down, it's ultimately, is it lower than when I started? Because here's something you need to understand. A lot of people will use the excuse of their body weight not going down over time and say, oh, no, the reason I'm not losing weight on the scales is because maybe I'm building muscle. Or for another reason, typically because I'm not building, because I am building muscle, or so they think. And the reminder I have to remind them of is you're in a calorie deficit. That's why you are here to lose fat, and probably why you're listening to this episode, because you're somebody who has a goal of pursuing weight loss. And what you need to understand is that in a calorie deficit, your likelihood of building muscle is instantly reduced, arguably not completely taken away, but at least reduced. So the thing you need to consider is if we build muscle primarily in a calorie surplus and you are now currently in a calorie deficit, the thing you really need to understand is that it's unlikely that you are building so much muscle in a calorie deficit that the amount of muscle you're gaining is outweighing the amount of fat you're losing. Typically, if anything, in my experience personally, after being a coach for 14 years and working with thousands of people on this matter, I've experienced that most people who get in their leanest, most defined physique, guys, six-pack abs, women having, you know, a toned or a flat stomach, or even six-pack abs for some of the ladies I've worked with, you have to understand that you're going to lose weight on the scales. The example I sometimes use is if you take a piece of chicken, apologies to the vegans here, and visualize weighing the piece of chicken, and then cutting the skin off, cutting the fat off, and then weighing it again, it's going to weigh less. And even more so, if you cut off a piece of the chicken breast, for example, the muscle, it's going to weigh even less. So the consideration is, by weighing yourself on a daily basis, you put yourself in a position to be able to track those daily fluctuations. The other thing that I personally like about weighing myself on a daily basis is that if my weight is slightly up, and it has been slightly up for a couple of days, and I feel like I'm doing all the right things, I will start to audit and question whether or not I'm doing everything as accurately as I think I am. I might go have a look at my step count again, just to make sure I'm doing everything correctly. I might take a closer look at my food intake more closely. And I might even just say to myself, hey, maybe it's time, whether I like it or not, I either need to move more or eat less. And yes, there are some circumstances, and of course, you know, I'm not the right person to be speaking to if you are going through something like this. But if you've got like a thyroid problem or something you're going through hormonally at the moment, or stress, of course, other factors will affect your weight fluctuations. But on the whole, especially over after like a 4-week period, if your goal is weight loss, fat loss, if you want to be leaner, look more athletic, stronger, more toned, it's unlikely that your weight will not move on the scales. So the consideration is to weigh yourself more regularly. Something to really hit home on here and understand is regardless of whether or not you weigh yourself once a week or every single day, you have to weigh yourself at the same time every day under the same circumstances. To give you an example, when I get up in the morning, I'll make sure that I have not eaten anything. I've gone to the toilet. I'm just in a pair of boxers. And that's when I weigh myself. And I always do it in the same way, because you can't compare how much you weigh first thing in the morning after doing all of that to how much you weigh last thing at night after eating food, drinking lots of water, having clothes on. It's just not even comparable. So just make sure, like, first hand, no matter what, as like the most simple thing to understand about weighing yourself is weigh yourself at the same time every single day. And if you're going to do it like that, and under the same circumstances. So ultimately, the big takeaway I want you to take away from here is, if you are up for a challenge and giving it a go, I would suggest start weighing yourself on a daily basis, see how it feels. If you start to feel like you're getting a bit obsessive, or if you know you're quite an obsessive person anyway, then maybe this isn't for you. But the suggestion I'm making here is that I feel like if you really focus right now on losing fat, losing weight, your big push at the moment is to get leaner, have more definition, I would start weighing yourself more regularly. I've seen massive success both personally and with my clients over the years for those that do it. Okay, that's the end of today's episode. Just short, sharp, sweet, to the point. If you've enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe to get updates on the next episodes. If you're not a client of mine, make sure to head to Instagram at MuscleFitnessUK. You can also follow us on Instagram. On TikTok. And you can also catch my own fitness coach account, which is dan.musclefitnessuk, also on Instagram. And yeah, I'll catch you on the next episode. If you're a client of mine and you want to pick up with this in a conversation, then you know where to head. And I'll catch you, all of you, client or not, on the next episode.